Welcome to the Train for Top Dollar podcast. This is your host, Ben Greenfield, and each week I'm going to be coming at you with cutting-edge tips and tricks to maximize your income as a fitness professional. In this week's podcast, I'll be dishing out personal trainer interviews, business advice, and new techniques straight from the 2008 National Strength and Conditioning Association Personal Trainers Conference in Las Vegas, Nevada. Whether you're a personal trainer, gym owner, or nutritional consultant, I'm going to teach you how to command your salary to be exactly what you want it to be. So let's get started with this week's podcast from TrainForTopDollar.com. This is Ben Greenfield from Train for Top Dollar, and I'm here with Gary Levine, an expert on online personal training, and he's going to be sharing some cutting-edge information with us today on how he actually puts together his online training, personal training business, and how you can actually do the same thing and thus maximize your time and your efficiency. I first came across Gary down at the 2008 NSCA training conference, and he gave a presentation down there, a fantastic presentation called More Power in Less Time. And before you let us know a little bit about that presentation, Gary, tell me a little bit about yourself and what you do.
Well, first I want to thank you, Ben, for giving me the call and giving me the opportunity to speak to all your folks out there. I am a personal trainer. I'm a personal trainer kind of first and foremost. I've been doing it for about 15 years now. I graduated with a degree in exercise science and wellness education from Florida Atlantic University. I have probably seven certifications now or so, not because I want so many letters after my name, but because I really enjoy learning. And I do specialize in endurance athletes, so I'm a level two triathlon coach as well as a level three cycling coach. And I just love to learn, so and I love to teach as well. So that's kind of where I'm coming from. Eventually, like every training, you run into the problem that there's only so many hours in the day, and what am I going to do with all those hours? So that's kind of where the presentation started at.
Right. So what kind of things did you cover in the presentation, More Power and Less Time? I mean, where did the idea for that actually start out?
Well, the idea first kind of came to me, it came to me years ago, actually, when I heard about people doing online training, and as an idealistic young buck, just in the field, I thought, oh, that's ridiculous. You can't train people online. They need to be standing in front of you. That's just stupid. But then when I started to compete in endurance sports a little more seriously, I found that there's a whole world out there of online training that the endurance market already exploits. And my coach used to email me my workouts and my schedule, and I saw the way she was doing it, and then I came across another website, or one of my sponsors, actually Training Peaks, and they do it to the nth degree. They've been doing it for a long time. They do it very well, and they provide a host site that anybody can use, and they're moving into the fitness field as well. But they were the first ones kind of out there doing it for the endurance market, and that's when I first started really thinking about it. And then I came up with a system over the years of training that I thought was safe and effective, that I could actually prescribe workouts without worrying too much about whether somebody's actually going to hurt themselves. Now, are they going to get the same results as if they were standing in front of me? Probably not. But, are they going to get good results? Absolutely. And are they going to improve their performance? Absolutely.
Right. And I'm also an endurance coach, and that was one of the first ways that I actually got into online training was, there are people out there who want training advice who don't necessarily want to pay you to go ride 50 miles beside them on the bike. They'd rather just hear that's what they're supposed to do. But basically trainingpeaks.com, it's a fantastic resource. I'll put links to that in the show notes, but it's just one of the many online training software programs that are out there and available for you. And from what I understand, Training Peak software is actually about to get a lot better and a lot more powerful sometime around September, October. I think they're going to actually make that system even more useful, but specifically potentially more useful for people who aren't necessarily coaching endurance athletes and who want to coach for some of the other reasons that personal trainers work with people: weight loss, fitness, strength, power, those type of things. So what I wanted to ask you was what kind of juicy tips do you have for a trainer who doesn't know anything about training online, who hears that it can maximize their income and improve their bottom line and increase their time efficiency, but they just want to get started with it right away? What would you tell them?
Well, if I may back up just a second as well, when you talk about the idea for online training, I actually was lecturing at a level one certification, a USA Triathlon certification clinic, and exactly what you said happened. I had one of the triathletes at that conference loved what I had to say, and she wanted to train with me. And as you know, in the world of endurance sports, money tends to be thrown around a lot more than maybe in some other sports. And I was actually telling the group, you know, for you guys spend $3,000 on a set of wheels, what's it cost to come to Florida for a weekend and train with me or pay a consultation fee? It's really not that much in the grand scheme of things if you're going to be injury-free all year. And she wanted to come see me, but she wasn't able to get away for the next 6 weeks. So she was really one of the first people that I wrote a program for, and I said, I need to come up with something simple, safe, and effective that this person can do so that when they get to me, they're going to know a lot more or exactly what they need to know so that I can progress them much more quickly. So, you know, some of the tips or one of the biggest tips that I can give somebody is to be as specific and clear as possible, because if you want somebody to do something the way you want them to do it, you got to make sure that you explain it, you take pictures, you shoot some video, some very basic video, you know, position one, position two. If you have to run from behind the camera to in front of the camera, if you're the only one speaking, then, you know, that's what you do.
One of the really cool things that you talked about in the conference that I actually utilize when you talk about video and photo is that you don't actually have to do it yourself. A lot of the time, it's already out there.
And, absolutely.
And I know some people who really want to shoot their own video and make their own photos and brand their identity, but if you have finite time, go find something on YouTube and you can demonstrate an exercise very easily using video that someone else has already put out on the web.
Yeah, I'm a big fan of not reinventing the wheel. Also, the way you and I are communicating today, an online client hit me to that through Skype, and now I have a webcam. And so he had a webcam, so I could actually just stand in my office,
right,
and you know, back up away from the camera and show him this is what I'm looking for. And he could perform the exercise right there in front of his camera, and I could tell him, yeah, that's exactly what I'm looking for. So that was another, and that's Skype is free to download. Webcam is anywhere from $20 to $60, $100 maybe. Most laptops come with a webcam integrated into it already. So that's, again, a very cheap and effective tool to, you know, demonstrate or get your point across. Even if I can just make hand gestures in front of somebody and they can see what I'm doing, it's more useful.
Draw stick figures.
Yeah, for sure.
So for online trainers who want to get started with this thing, but they don't want to create their own website, what's out there right now? We talked a little bit about Training Peaks, but how would Training Peaks work for somebody who didn't have their own website? And is there anything else that you would recommend if somebody doesn't actually quite have their online identity but they want to get started with this?
Well, Training Peaks is what I'm most familiar with. For a $99 license fee and basically approximately $9 per client, you can get up and going, and they will brand you. They will put your header on your webpage, on their website, so it kind of looks like your own website. There's websites like High Tech Trainer out there. There's you know, a thousand of them.
Do you have to use one of those websites?
I actually didn't. I had my own system, and I was actually and am still actually waiting for Training Peaks to come online with their fitness software. So I just used what I had available to me. I had a system that I felt was effective. It has some holes. I'm trying to fill them in, but as far as the great thing about Training Peaks and what they're doing is there's going to be some accountability. Somebody will have to fill in, or they don't have to, but they will be encouraged to fill in their workout for the day. Like when you do a ride or a run or a swim, you know, for your coach, they want you to fill that in and tell them how long, you know, the prescribed time was 60 minutes, how long were you out there, and what did you feel like, and how far did you go, and so Training Peaks is going to have that same user-friendly ability. If you're looking at another online training website, that's one of the things I would look for. Is there some kind of accountability? Can my client upload their information so that I can see it in real time? And maybe if I looked at, you know, if Ben was my client and he did a workout today, I could look at it today and email him and tell him that I want to switch something for tomorrow or for next week because I saw what he was doing, and I emailed him a question and said, well, why were you doing this when I really wanted you doing that? Or, you know, was this weight too much? Why did you, you know, have to reduce the weight? Or something to that effect. So those are some things that I'm missing in my own personal practice right now, but basically I'm doing everything through email. Mm-hmm. People contact me through my website. We set it up. I speak to them for an hour. I love the interaction of talking to people. I encourage people to come in as well. I know that's another question that you had for me. Is it really doesn't make a difference to me whether somebody is local or, you and I are speaking from probably the two farthest points we can actually achieve in the United States, in the lower 48, and I don't have a problem with that. You're in Washington, I'm in Florida, I could do that, or I could do it for my next door neighbor who just might not have the time to see me three times a week or wants to work at a facility that he chooses as opposed to my facility. As long as I speak to them once a month or see them once a month, I'm good to go.
Right, right. And you know, you talk a little bit about just the regular generic form of information sharing, email. There's also, I wanted to mention another great resource. You can use the free Google document sharing program, and that works great for shooting things back and forth. And you simply upload your documents, your spreadsheets, whatever the case may be, to Google. And if you don't want to send large files via email or gum up email inboxes, that works well. There's also another website called sendspace.com where you can literally load enormous files, video files, whatever the case may be, and then the person that you want to look at those videos will get sent a link to the video, but the actual video is stored online for a brief period of time, 24, 48 hours, and that's another great way to generically share information without actually going out and using, say, online software.
Right, I've used YouSendIt.com. I've used those as well. I've actually, for my video clips, I've made them so small that I can email them. I can't email 10 of them at once, but I can email one or two of them at a time. Right. And the quality, when we're talking about online training, I don't need, you know, 1080p to look at, you know, a squat. Exactly. As long as it's not incredibly grainy and they get the idea, I usually do a one or two reps, and then I just loop it. Mm-hmm. And as long as they get the idea of what I'm doing, again, you know, if somebody, you know, is paying X amount, they get their value. If they're paying, you know, twice X amount, 2X, then they get the value of that as well. So my clients that stand in front of me, of course, always get the best service. Now, is online training subpar? Absolutely not. But it certainly doesn't, you know, it doesn't pale in comparison. It's just, it kind of is what it is. And, you know, for the most part, I've dealt with athletes and certainly endurance athletes. You tell them to do, you know, 1,000 meters in the pool and they're going to do 1,200 or 1,500, you know. So I haven't had an issue so far, but I imagine I'll eventually run into it where, you know, somebody's just not going to actually be doing what I want them to do. And
you may actually find someone who's not masochistic, you mean?
Usually I find that the online training people are a little more motivated than your generic client, I'll say, maybe, or an average client, because they feel like they can do it on their own. They just need some guidance, but they're really hip to, you know, one of my best clients, as a matter of fact, I just emailed him today, he does it in his basement in Pennsylvania. But he is gung-ho, and I've been working with him for probably over a year. I will say that as well, that there is, I'm not sure if I even mentioned this in Vegas, but there tends to be a finite, you know, life of an online client. You know, how long are you going to keep sending workouts to this person, or how long are they going to keep paying for workouts after you've taken them through several cycles of periodization, where especially if somebody is motivated, they're going to figure it out for themselves and they say, well, I'll just go back to this workout and do this one again, or I'll start mixing and matching. You know, I can certainly always do more for them than they can do for themselves, but eventually they tend to wane. and you hear from them less and less. I encourage as well a lot of email contact, and if I don't hear from my clients, I email them. I will say that for the trainers out there, it's been kind of my blessing that my clients just don't contact me that much. Maybe my system is that good that they don't have any questions, but I really want to hear from them more often than they actually take the time to contact me. So.
Exactly. That's something I talk about a little bit in my book, is that, you know, you don't want to go with a traditional fee structure of a session by session payment. And when you're training online, most people are paying on a membership base, on a weekly or a monthly basis. And usually that's because what's worked into it is constant contact with your coach. You're going to find, though, that you can charge a pretty good price for online training and include that constant contact, and people really don't contact you that much, even though you advertise it as being included with your program. You know, I find that I write out the workout and I might hear from somebody once a week.
Right. I'm lucky to hear from them even then. I don't know if you're talking about endurance or for workouts, but...
Yeah, it depends a little bit.
For workouts, unless they have a problem, you know, an injury, which I've had happen before as well, but very rare. But I just don't hear from them until, you know, 3 weeks later, because they're 4 week programs, usually 4 week periodization schemes.
Exactly.
In 3.5 weeks, I get an email saying I'm ready for my new program. Well, what day can we, you know, talk? So I'm happy about that. I'm happy that they feel comfortable enough with their workout that they don't have to email me 5 times a week.
So do you charge
for
online training as face-to-face?
I do not. Online training is certainly more cost-effective. You know, in my particular case, right now it's $200 a month as opposed to $90 or anywhere from $90 to $125 per in-person session. So it's definitely a big money saver if that is a concern. I think it's a great value if you're willing to do the work. You have to be sure, and you know, I said this yesterday in a short presentation I did in a networking group that I belong to. I've been doing this long enough now to where I'm a pretty no-nonsense kind of guy. You tell me what you need or what you want, and I'll tell you what it takes to get there. And I'm going to make sure that you understand what it takes to get there, because I don't want you coming back to me in 2 days, 2 months, 2 years saying, you know, I just can't do it, or I just don't want to do it. I want to make sure you understand what you're getting for your money.
Right. Is that something you ever use as leverage when someone is considering face-to-face training, thinks it might be too expensive for them? Is the fact that you have online training available giving you a little bit more leverage to say, well, okay, maybe we should do face-to-face training, but I can move you into this budget-friendly model of online training?
Absolutely. You can certainly use it. I don't like to necessarily put it that way. There are, you know, I just read an email from another kind of guru in the industry, Pat Rigsby, more about the business of training. Mm-hmm. And I did mention this in Vegas, that he was talking to somebody and he said, well, what, you know, why did you get into the business? And the trainer said, to help people. And he said, well, but you need to help rich people. And the guy said, no, to help people. And he said, yeah, but with what you charge, only rich people can afford what you, you know, your services. And I kind of took offense to that, because as a endurance athlete wanting to step to the next level, I didn't care what my coach cost. I valued what that coach had. So if you create value to your service, no matter whether it's online personal training or in-person personal training, price, hopefully, I mean, in the end, okay, I guess, you know, there's only so many you know, shackles in the paycheck, you know,
right.
so many dollars, and you got to stretch them, and you know, you got to pay your mortgage before you pay your trainer. But hopefully, you create value and you come up with whatever kind of solution works best for your client. And if online training is it, then we use online training, and I'm happy to use it that way. Absolutely.
Do you ever do both at the same time for the same client?
I wouldn't say both. I do have clients, local clients, that do, they don't necessarily do online training, but they do a once a month session where they come in, you know, one time, and one particular person that I'm thinking of is a Cat 1 cyclist. So a highly motivated guy. He's a chiropractor as well. He comes in once a month. I give him his new program. We go over the whole thing, and then he does 4 weeks on his own. I see him in the gym, and if he has a question for me, you know, I ask him. You know, he's a kind of a buddy, a friend, and as well as a client. So he's got no problem, you know, coming up to me. And I have no problem if somebody's there and I'm there, I'm not a jerk right. about, oh, sorry, you only paid for this, and email it to me. Send it to me in email.
Exactly.
So, yeah, absolutely. My girlfriend also sells a similar program. She calls it PT on the go. PT on the go for her clients that are motivated to do things themselves or maybe can't afford the personal training end. So she writes a program, she'll go over it, and then turn you loose. And when you're ready for a new program, come on back and see me.
Exactly. For some of my local endurance athletes, if you trainers out there want to see how I combine a fee structure for local and online training combined, just go to pacificfit.net and check it out. I got one more question for you, Gary. In addition to online training, any other ways that you would say, top ways that a trainer could profit from having a web presence or being involved with the internet?
Absolutely. One of the things that I'm involved in right now is a company called WayCool. WayCool is a nutrition or supplement company, not really supplement, but a food company that is a multi-level marketing thing. And I'm not big on multi-level marketing, but I really like the way they kind of do their business. And, things like Mona V or even Advocare, whatever it is that you believe, I want you to believe in the product. I believe in WayCool. I got involved at the very base level. I produced a video for them that they give away when you join their website. It's a 30-minute in-home video. But as long as you believe in the product and you think the product is good for somebody, Juice Plus is out there. They're a good program. Any one of those programs, but I urge you to research the product, believe in the product, and believe in what it does, and make sure it's backed up by some credible research.
Yeah, there's actually an entire chapter in my book that's devoted to how to kind of use network marketing in a little bit of an unorthodox way as a trainer to actually profit from it in more the way that you would profit from having an affiliate program.
Right. Even Perform Better actually has an affiliate program that I use, and made my first commission check this month from them as well. Just if you have your own website, you can put a banner up, and anybody who clicks through, you're going to get a piece of whatever they buy. So there's lots of affiliate programs out there.
Exactly. What's the name of your website if people want to go check out and see how you did that?
ToTheMaxFit.com.
Perfect.
Feel free to contact me through the website. I look forward to hearing from anybody and everybody. I answer all my own emails, so it won't be answered by anybody but myself.
You don't have those outsourced to India yet?
Not yet. A couple good books, if anybody's interested. The E-Myth, MYTH, The E-Myth by Gerber, and also The 4-Hour Workweek by Jeffrey Ferris. Again, another way to maximize your time and minimize your output.
All right, cool. Well, I think that's about all we have time for today, Gary. That was some really effective information. I'm glad we got you on the show. So, anyways, that was Gary Levine from To The Max. What's the name of the website again?
ToTheMaxFit.com. TOTHEMAXFIT.com.
Check it out. Hey, thanks, Gary.